Our next candidate for senior speaker is Rebecca Stewart, an international affairs major from Kingston, Jamaica.
This speech is for my mother, not because it's Mother's Day, but because of the 7 jobs she took so that I could attend Lewis and Clark College, for her excellent example of a hard-working woman. For my mother, may I inherit half her strength. On behalf of the graduating class of 2010, I would like to thank Dr. Mark Polkin for having offered his words of wisdom. A special thank you to the parents who are gathered before us, who, if they are anything like my parents, were 100% supportive during these past 4 years. Of course, thank you to our professors who have been patient and dedicated to our education, because without the knowledge that they have passed on to us, what would the diploma that we are about to accept really mean? I would also like to mention my deep gratitude to an unsung hero. Whoever came up with the idea of the Pioneer Express, the RAS, thank you so much, because I don't know what I would have done if I was stuck on this hill for the past 4 years. Let us recognize why we are here this very day, and why it is that the class of 2010 anxiously awaits their names being called to walk across this stage. And the truth is, we sit here united today because we, the class of 2010, at some point in our lives, decided that we would dedicate our most passionate efforts to accomplishing something meaningful with our lives. We, the class of 2010, envisioned unique goals for ourselves. And these goals inspired us to willingly face obstacles that would arise upon our valorous attempt to ensure the future that we sought. It was this inspiration that we felt would motivate us to be optimistic during times of doubt and uncertainty. I am quite certain that we all experienced a time when we felt like this dream that we envisioned for ourselves was simply too difficult to accomplish. We, at some point in our lives, welcomed the fear that said to us that our dreams would be dreams and never realities. However, the people of this very assembly, the class of 2010, testifies to the fact that our dreams have been achieved. I start my LC story at the beginning. In May 2006, I received a letter from some place named Lewis and Clark College. And to make matters worse, it was in some place named Oregon. My family and I pulled out the map to find out where this Oregon was. And lo and behold, it was located just about as far as one could possibly go from my hometown of Kingston, Jamaica. So I was convinced this was a school for me. When I decided to go there, I continuously got the question, what would make you go so far from home? My only answer was that I wanted an adventure. To gain a new experience, one that I could only find by leaving everything I knew, leaving everything that was commonplace to me, and stepping out on my own. To carve a new life for myself in the unknown. I am the first Jamaican female to come to Lewis and Clark College, and I will be the first Jamaican female to graduate from this fine institution. And I know it's lame to say, but I'm a pioneer. When I first arrived, I had never recycled, didn't know what it meant to be vegan, and oh, did I mention I hate the rain and basically everything outdoors? So needless to say, in about 2 weeks, I decided I was totally done with this Lewis and Clark place, and I would transfer. The American school system was difficult for me to adjust to, and I felt like I was at a disadvantage growing up in the British system of learning. Learning British history, British literature, and British spelling. I soon became homesick and felt as if I could not relate to my peers. Because even those who share the common experience of missing their families and their homes, unlike them, I missed my whole country. I felt out of place in this new school, new state, new continent. I could not accept this as my home. I could not figure out how to make this place my own. I started seriously considering leaving, and I was just about sure of it until I had the most important conversation of my Lewis and Clark career with a man named Denari Foreman. Denari is the coach of the basketball team. I told Denari that I had just about enough of this school and I was ready to leave. Turns out he went to LC, and as a freshman, he too felt out of place. He told me that to survive in this new environment, it's not necessary to fit in or to be the typical Lewis and Clark student. He told me to find a place in this college, find an LC family, find a group of 5 or 6 homies. No matter what, you can count on them. I walked away from the conversation, shrugging it off and saying, okay, fine, I'll try. But the thing is, I actually did try, and I made friends with some amazing people and carved out a spot for myself at Lewis and Clark. And to this day, I'm still best friends with those same 5 homies. The message I take from this is that if you feel like you're alone, like a fish out of water, don't take it as a death sentence. Make your own pond. Create your own experience. And as we move on to the next stage of our life, there's going to be that moment. Maybe it's at our new internship or grad school, or maybe even our first day working at Starbucks, when we might feel the same way we felt freshman year, left wondering where our place is, or maybe that we don't belong. Well, I challenge everyone here to take Denari's advice and make a new pond for you and all your homies. So obviously I stayed, and I made LC my home. And thinking about the past 4 years, I realized how much my life has changed. Freshman year, we shared a room with a total stranger and a bathroom with, it seems like, the entire world. I remember writing notes on my friends' whiteboards. Now we live quite comfortably in our posh on-campus apartments or our not-so-fabulous off-campus houses. Freshman year, I was glad the Raz went downtown until 2 a.m. so I could go to all the clubs. Now, I'm just grateful the library is open 24 hours a day so I can write my thesis. Then we were 18, now we're 21, and that is all the rules of commencement, allow me to say. I will miss you, Elsie. Every semester I could look forward to one thing, certainty. I knew what classes I was taking, where I was living, who my roommates were. Everything was planned out. Now, many of us don't know what we'll be doing next. This feeling of uncertainty easily translates into fear. And a quote from the band Mixture comes to mind. It says, I don't know where to begin. It's like my world is caving in, and I try, but I can't control my fear. Where do I go from here? There's a raging sea right in front of me. It wants to pull me in and bring me to my knees. But let the waters rise. I know after we graduate, there'll be many challenges for us, Elsie. But let the waters rise. Because if a diva from Kingston, Jamaica can make it at a hippie school in the Pacific Northwest with its constant rain and frigid temperatures, then rest assured, wherever you land next, you can make it too. So let the waters rise.